For 16 years, Iman Allison Jones and Hunter Elderlaw occupied the three-story mansion that was built by North Idaho mining executive Patsy Clark. Along the way, the firm renovated it and opened it up to occasional public use. When it came time to sell, John Allison says he and his partners vowed to take their time and find the right buyer.
We put so much into this in terms of not only money, but our time and our passion that we wanted to give it to somebody who would pick up the mantle and continue it in the community. And we feel like we found that very much.
The buyer is Patsy Clark, LLC, whose managing partner is Steve DeWalt.
It's a group of kind of Spokane-rooted local investors, and we're all really excited about this property and its place in the community and the history.
They have a dedication to historic buildings, been around Spokane, and their plans, although they're still somewhat working on exactly what they want to do with it, have shown a dedication to the building, and they're deep in the community, and so they seem great to us.
Allison's firm will continue to occupy the building's second floor. Another firm, Interurban Development, will have space on the third floor. The first floor will likely remain open for public events, such as weddings and fundraisers. A smaller structure behind the house, the Carriage House, is an opportunity that excites DeWalt's group.
Been used primarily for storage space. We're looking at that and exploring what those future uses can be, whether it's a combination of a coffee shop, a couple of loft apartment units, or something in between, or something totally different.
Terms of the sale of Patsy Clark Mansion haven't been disclosed. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.